Welcome to Coffee with the Coaching Revolutionaries from thecoachingrevolution.com. Hello and welcome to the latest episode of our podcast. And today I have Coaching Revolutionary mentee Samantha Thomas with me. Hello, Sam.
Hello, Sarah. Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm very good.
Thank you very much for agreeing to let me interview you. Can I start by asking, tell me about Sam. What's your background? Where have you come from?
Okay, so background. So I have been in business the last sort of 25 years, which makes me sound really old, but I am a bit. The last 15 years for me in business has been all about learning and development. So that is my background. So I basically advise companies on what their learning strategy should be. I develop my own courses. I work in with people to develop training strategies that involve coaching, because the world is going so fast these days. We can't take people out of the classroom anymore. And what we can do in short bite-sized chunks is coach them. And we can coach them live in the work. So that's my interest in the coaching coming through. And I love it. I take, you know, teaching people stuff that they need to do their job well, really seriously. It's the biggest joy when people get stuff, and it's really an honor to be part of that process. So I love it. I love it. Yeah.
Those light bulb moments. Those light bulb moments are what it's all about, aren't they?
Yes, completely. Yes.
You can't, I was going to say you can't buy that feeling, but if you could bottle it, you could certainly sell it, couldn't you?
Totally. And there's a joy for the learner, and there's a joy for the trainer as well.
Absolutely.
You know when someone's got it, it shows all over their face. And it's, I think it's why we do it.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's why I was a teacher. It's the same thing. Those light bulb moments are what it's all about. So you already had an interest in coaching, and you decided you wanted to formalise it.
I did. And so there was that kind of professional interest, because if I'm going to be recommending coaching as part of a learning solution, I kind of need to role model walk my talk. Yeah. So I wanted to learn what a good coach is and how to do that. But I also have a therapeutic background, and people tended to come to me and ask me for help in changing behaviour. And what I felt I was doing is having sessions with them that were more in what can I do right now? And usually what can I do right now is related to what's going on in the work that I'm doing. And it really felt like there's an opportunity to support people through coaching one-to-one. So as well as doing it, you know, in the learning stuff, to be able to coach and know what it is to be a coach, and know where the boundary is, and know what coaching is and what coaching isn't, and to learn how to do it well and what kind of support I needed for that, hence the coaching revolution.
Brilliant. Now, you did our introduction to coaching, the kind of short course that Paul and I run for people who are really interested in coaching, have done it on an informal basis at work, and it's like it's a prelude, if you will, to the ICF course. Did you find anything about coaching that you thought was one thing and turned out to be something else?
Oh, that's a good question. So first of all, I loved the course. It really did what it said on the tin and more, and so simple in terms of what was taught to us and what we then got to practice. So back to your question, was there something about coaching that wasn't what I thought,
or wasn't what you expected?
I expected.
Or did it absolutely pan out the way you thought it would?
Yeah, I think it did, but only because I didn't give it too much thought. That's a bit about, once I know that something's right for me to do, then I just jump in and do it. And I don't give it any more thought than that, because my instinct told me that I was with the right people. So I'll do research beforehand. You know, I'll really look at who's out there doing what and compare. And for me, what I loved about the coaching revolution was the simple language and connecting with people who were interested in coaching, really professional way of tapping into your network and talking to you and exploring, you know, what, why you want to coach and what you're hoping to get from it. And also the fact that we get the mentoring support. So it made sense to me on a kind of business level that you've got these two things. You were going to be able to do the ICF qualification. You're going to have an introduction to coaching before that, which I think is absolutely vital. Mm-hmm. It kind of warms up your brain and it gets you understanding what you're going to get and what you need to think about. And also I love the practices. And if you'd have said to me, practice can be really effective when you're doing it in a virtual room, I'd have gone, no way. But actually it works really well. And that's what I mean. It's all really well set up. It's all really well thought through. And, you know, to have the mentoring as well is, you know, is then you're doing the course and you're thinking at the same time, who is my client going to be? How am I going to ground this into reality? How am I going to make it my business? Mm-hmm. And it goes kind of hand in hand. You do it in parallel. And I honestly would recommend anyone thinking about it to do it that way. Because I know by the time I get to the end, I've already got two clients. I haven't even started ICF. So this is your magic at work, you know?
Brilliant. That's brilliant to know. Good job. Good job. So, I don't even need to ask you how you found us. You found us because you did a bunch of research.
I did. So you popped up on LinkedIn. So I was obviously, you know, it's a good time to do stuff on the train. So the commute. So I do look at the LinkedIn, look at what's coming in, you know, join certain groups interested in anything to do with coaching, learning and development. And your Monday Motivator popped up. And I was like, oh, the coaching revolution. And I kind of went and it stuck in my mind. So I think after a while I thought to myself, okay, this is a sign that actually I need to get myself sorted out. What am I going to do? Am I going to do this coaching thing? Am I really going to go for it? Yes, I really should. So let me then have a good look at what you're offering, what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Then I went away and compared it to everything else. And for me, you know, my heart and mind said, you need to do it with these people. And that's what I did, and that's what I'm doing, and loving every minute of it.
And here we are doing it,
which is great, you know. And it's really, you know, gone beyond my expectations. I'm getting so much out of it personally as well. I also have noticed how I changed the way I use language in my day to day work. Coming back into what, let me ask this question rather than me, I'm a subject matter expert, let me tell you. And it's really interesting to watch, if you even do it as an experiment, how much more people will respond to that, how much quicker you can get to a solution, how much, you know, by giving them that space to consider and to give their views and their thoughts, you know, they're off and running and they go and do amazing work. So
there's it's very empowering, isn't it, for people to be asked rather than told.
Yes, completely. And then I noticed very much where it's not happening and what the impact is of that. Mm. And, you know, and I'm not on a, you know, what other people do, that's down to them. But I know that being able to make a new team gel in half the time by taking the coaching approach and asking them, you know, what would they do? You know, how would they do this thing?
Brilliant. That's brilliant. So since you've been working with us, because we've been working together for a little bit of time now, haven't we? What would you say has been the most challenging thing that you've had to do?
Most challenging thing. Okay, good question. So
what the podcast listeners can't see, but that I can see, is got a really big thinking face on, right?
Yes. My eyes are going up to the left. I'm thinking, yeah, I suppose once you've committed, so there is the accountability. I think there, you know, this is not just, you have to put effort in, and you have to factor in it into your working week and your working month, and you have to make sure that you don't let other things get in the way, because this is real gold that you're getting and you need to be fully present and fully committed. And I think once you've clicked into that, then you make it your priority. So I think, you know, to begin with, trying to make sure that I had the time to do it. But even then, you know, that's really flexible because we're not talking about an awful lot a week. And actually what you're getting and then going away and applying, and then you get to practice with the people that you've been doing the work with, you know, in this, in the course, yeah, which is great. So, you know, we've been able to continue that. So I think, what's the other challenging? I think also staying committed to what you said you're going to do for your mentor.
Yeah.
As a couple of times I've come back and I've gone, dog ate my homework.
I was going to say, one of the things that I always say to people on an initial conversation is what we expect from our mentees is an open mind, a willingness to embrace stuff, even if they think that doesn't make any sense. And then finally is a commitment to do the actions that you agree with your mentor. Yes. At the end of every session. And if I would be lying if I said that everybody always comes back and goes, yes, I've done everything, but they've usually done quite a lot of it.
Yeah. And it's been interesting because even, you know, going and being honest about, okay, I didn't do the thing I said I was going to do, and these are the reasons why. What has then happened is we've through, you know, my mentor, who is fantastic, through her questioning of me, we've kind of got to the bottom of why that is, or we've made a new plan, or we've discovered some stuff. Maybe the timing wasn't right. Maybe the right thing was that you didn't do it. Yeah. And so through her, how she kind of questions me and how she supports me is amazing. Is really amazing because, I get so much from it.
Let's just say your mentor is Liz O'Neill.
Yes.
There is a podcast episode with Liz that I recorded before she became a mentor. So one of the things that you said there that I'd like to pick up on, or like to kind of draw to people's attention, is that all our mentors are qualified coaches. So what that means is that when you pitch up having not done, it's not a case of how naughty are you, it's a case of getting some coaching. So yes, the process that we teach is taught, and that's the mentoring. It's taught from experience from the mentors. But we're all coaches too, so that when your head's going and you just need some space to talk and to talk it out with an outside perspective, asking some really good questions, that's available too in the time, which is hugely important, I think.
And I think what's amazing is that, you know, you then reflect that, you know, not only are you learning, because I keep saying to Liz, God, I want to be as good as you, because this is magic, because I always come away in a completely different place from where I started. I always come away with a plan that I know I can do. And, you know, and there's somebody there who gets it, who's been on the same journey, and that's really powerful. So they can empathize with what you're going through. So it's a real support in lots of different ways. So that has given me more than I thought it would.
Yeah, well, the way that we've designed it is that originally, that, you know, obviously there were the three of us, Paul, Hank and I, and then sadly Hank became ill and passed away last year. But the three of us we started it. But the mentors since then have been homegrown. And what I mean by that is they started as mentees, so utterly clueless as far as business development was concerned. Liz came to us, she already had a qualification, Elisa already had a qualification, but they came to us knowing nothing about business development and are now at the top of their game within their niche.
Yeah.
And we're not, you know, the coaching revolution itself has only been around since September 2017. So this has happened over just a couple of years, not even in the case of Elisa and Liz. And that going forward, that's how we'll grow. Our mentees will become mentors, because that way everybody can honestly say, I have been where you are. I know how you feel. I know you think this isn't possible. And I know you think it's all right for me because I find it easy. But let me tell you, that wasn't always the case.
Yeah. And you can't fake empathy. You know, you have to have been on that journey, you know, because then you understand where that person's at. You know what to say to them. You know how to handle it. You know what they need. So I'm getting coaching, I'm getting mentoring. You know, one of the things that I thought was really powerful is how to work out who your clients are going to be. And I came really with some sort of vague concept of one-to-one, you know, maybe with some behavioral stuff, but really didn't know what I was really doing with it. And in the first session, through the questions she asked me, we got to the end of the session. It's only an hour. We got to the end of it and I was like, oh my God, that's my client. I can't believe we've just worked that out. I've been scratching my head for months.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I find quite interesting is that people will say to me, oh, I've got my niche. It's women in business. It's like, that's not a niche. That's like a third of the population.
Yeah, no, we need to be more specific than that. And that's that's what I recognise. You know, you kind of go in saying one thing and until somebody asks you the right questions, it doesn't really unlock. Yeah. But through the questioning, and I think also what was fantastic is the very simple templates that you send that say, if you answer these questions and take that into your mentoring session, you will come out with, you know, the client that you're really meant to have. And, and it's true. It absolutely worked. It's really straightforward. And it, you know, works in such a short space of time. I was amazed. It's brilliant.
You're great to interview.
No, but I mean, this is the truth, you know, and I do feel once I know what good looks like. You know, I spend my life, you know, talking to people about quality standards and making sure that, you know, transfer of learning is consistent and making sure that, you know, what we create as products actually does the thing it's meant to do and how do we measure that. So when I know good, I want to stick with it and I don't need to know more than that. And for me, I would say to anyone, this is as good as it's going to get. Get on this.
Yeah, brilliant.
I really mean it from my heart. You know, I wouldn't say it if I didn't mean it.
Fantastic. So what's been your favourite thing? Out of everything you've done so far, what was the best bit?
What was the best bit? Ooh. Wow.
She's got that thinking face on.
Yeah. I think the practice, the virtual room practice, I really enjoyed that. I really enjoyed doing homework as well, and, you know, practice sessions outside of the, you know, the course times.
Yeah.
And again, you know, for me and the person I was doing that with, we have like full-on jobs where we're often sort of traveling and, you know, the fact that we stuck to making sure we did it apart from one week, really, I think that we got a lot from it. I think it helped embed the learning we were getting from the intro to coaching. And I think also what I loved is that your understanding about how life can sometimes get in the way made, you know, when things didn't quite go according to plan, again, you weren't being told off or there wasn't some kind of, you know, awful penalty. There was just a really sympathetic voice at the other end, either by a text or a WhatsApp going, it's okay, breathe, we can organise another time.
Let me explain what you're talking about there. There was one time when the people that were on that training course, and in fact, most of the mentees that we work with, when they start to work with us, they're full-time employees. And, you know, the people on that course were very full-time employees. And there was one evening when we were supposed to have a session from 7 till 9, and Sam was frantic because the train was delayed and she couldn't get home. And it got to about 1:45, and you live in Brighton, I live in Cumbria, we couldn't be further apart and still be in the same country. And I could feel the tension. And so we just said, look, okay, we just won't do it tonight. We'll add another one on the end. You know, as long as we've done 8, by the time we get to the end of this period, that's fine. You know, breathe, stop, go and get a drink. And I found it really fascinating that you're going, oh, thank you so much. It's like, yeah. We're grown-ups. We're all grown-ups and we've all been there and we know what it's like when life happens. It just gets in the way sometimes, doesn't it? And you can either choose to be shirty about it, I nearly swore then, to be shirty about it, or you can say, well, that's okay, because life happens to me sometimes as well, and sometimes I need things to be a bit more flexible.
Yeah, and I think, you know, having that balance of the right balance of accountability, but the flexibility to know that, you know, life happens and gets in the way, you don't get that. You know, the other things I looked at is very structured. And that's fine, but, you know, you just miss that session and it would cause a problem. But, you know, the flexibility and understanding, yeah, is something that I think is quite rare in stuff called doing courses like this.
That's good to know. That's good to know. One of the things that I've realised that you've mentioned several times and I haven't explained in any detail is when you talk about these virtual rooms for coaching. So when we run these coaching sessions or teaching coaching sessions, we can put people into twos in a Zoom room. So we use Zoom and we can put any number of people in. So we've got 20 people, we can have 10 groups of two. And you can have a chat, a private chat, and a coaching session, and the tutor can hop in the coaching session and hop out again. The tutor can send messages. It's really good, isn't it? It works really, really well.
Yeah, it does. And you know, I really, I think the fact that you can do that with technology now really opens up coaching. You know, even now having started the ICF course, and Rachel is an amazing tutor, you know, she's doing it from a boat in Curaçao. I'm in Brighton, and we're having this conversation, which is, you know, it just blows my mind. But I think, you know, it tells you that the opportunity to coach your clients can be worldwide, because we've now got the technology to do it, and it works really well.
Absolutely. One of the things that people ask me occasionally, they'll say, "Oh, but what I'm looking for is an online business," and I say, "Well, that's what I've got." My business is entirely online, apart from three times a year when we meet up in Brighton. You know, so theoretically, I am location independent, but I have to say, Rachel's taken that to a whole new level, hasn't she? For those who don't know, Curaçao is like off the coast of Venezuela. And when she ran the last course, she was in southern Spain, I think. So she gets around. She gets around on that boat, one way and another. So I suppose the last thing is, you've been really very complimentary about us, and that's fabulous. And just so anybody knows, I'm not paying her for this.
No, she's not. No, I said I'd do it. I wanted to do it.
So if somebody's listening and they're thinking, okay, well, I could go and have a chat with Sarah, but is this, why would I want to work with the Coaching Revolution? Why would I want to do this? What would you say to them?
Because it does what it says on the tin. It, you know, it's the only model that I've seen out there that allows you to get the best qualification with the right amount of flexibility, so you can fit it around, you know, an already busy life, and you get the support in developing your business at the same time, and you get through it actually really quickly. You know, comparatively, this is not years and years that we're talking about. This is really months that we're talking about. And the kind of indirect benefits that you get in terms of using the skills you learn, whether it's at work or whether it's in your home life, I think that is a really, you know, that gives you a lot of stuff that perhaps, you know, you haven't considered when you first start. So yeah, it does what it says on the tin. I mean, it absolutely delivers.
Brilliant, thank you. Just a funny aside before we go. My daughter, my youngest daughter, was talking to a friend of mine, and she was talking about other kids in the sixth form. And she was talking about this one in particular, and she said, "The thing about this guy is he just makes poor decisions, and he does it frequently, and he doesn't see that in making poor choices, he's limiting his life." Wow. And this friend of mine's looking at her with eyes like saucers, and she turns around to me and she went, "Is this a coach's kid or what?"
That's so mature. I'm not even sure a lot of adults would, you know, pick up on that. Wow.
What's really funny is both of my kids, bearing in mind that they're now kind of 23 and 18, but once upon a time they were 13 and 8. Yeah. When they were teenagers and in the full strop, they used to say to me, "Don't you get all coachy on me."
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, people say, don't therapize. I'm like, I'm not.
Yeah, I know. I said, well, the alternative is a shout at you. Which would you rather?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Sam, thank you so much. Thank you so much for your time.
And you're most welcome.
Continue to enjoy your time with us. We're certainly enjoying our time with you. And of course, that continues forever, because even once your course is finished and your mentoring sessions are finished, you are still a hugely important part of our community.
Yes, I already said to Liz, when we finish doing this, can you still be my coach?
Brilliant.
So you know it's working. Yeah, no, thank you for letting me, you know, share, you know, what the experience has been so far. Yes, I'm loving it, and I'm looking forward, you know, to keep doing more of it. So thank you.
Brilliant. Thanks.
You've been listening
to coffee with the coaching revolutionaries from thecoachingrevolution.com. If you go to Facebook and search Coaching Republic, you can find our business building community, especially for coaches. See you there.